Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we got Trolling or Rolling at the bottom of the hour with our man Ryan Bershinger. But first, we got our guest. We've been talking about him for like the last half an hour. And I can't bring him on without his theme song. So I'm going to let this breathe for a minute. Here it goes. Yeah, he was fashionably late, and I got to play his theme song. Here we go. Let's rock out a little bit. All right, that's our man. He's always hustling. That's why he was late, because he was hustling. Antonio Daniels, NBA champion, New Orleans Pelicans analyst. What's up, brother? How are you?
Okay, hold on, man. We got to clear this up. First of all, what's up, fellas? But second, I wasn't late.
Okay, what word, what synonym for late would you like to use?
No.
Tardy?
No. You guys called me. Y'all supposed to call me at 7:30. I didn't get a call.
Oh.
Maybe oh, so the, maybe
I ended
Ryan.
Up calling you guys.
Ryan so
I ended
Ryan.
Up calling you guys at 8 o'clock.
All right, maybe you know
what?
Sometimes the phone, you know, the calls go straight in and they don't ring. I've had that happen. It could happen.
That happened to me because my phone did not ring.
We stand corrected. But we are glad that we are glad to get you on now. And I'm gonna start here, Antonio. I'm a voter for the NBA Awards, and I'm going through my stuff today. And I want to ask you. And I know, look, obviously you're the color analyst for the Pelicans, so you know there's an affinity there. But I'm going to ask you, do you think Zion should make an All-NBA team? There's three of them, as you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's you know what? I'll be honest with you, Chris. I haven't even thought about that. I thought you were going in a different direction with your question. I haven't even thought about that.
It's tough off the top of your head. It's tough off the top of your head. What did you think I was going to ask you about him?
I thought you were going to ask him about most improved player. And for that, I would say no, because I'm not a believer in second-year players being in that category.
I got Julius Randle first in that category, and then I got Michael Porter Jr. Now, Michael Porter Jr. is not, you know, he's been injured and stuff, but he's taken a huge jump. Would you feel like he's eligible for most improved?
The second-year guys, I can't do it.
What if a second-year guy goes from, like, 10 points a game to 20?
That's, you know, honestly, that's what they're supposed to do.
Well, not everybody averages 20 points a game.
I agree what you're saying, but what I'm saying is overall, second-year players are supposed to take that next step. You know what I mean? You look at what Zion did. You look at what R.J. Barrett did. Like, there are guys that are supposed to take that next step. That's why I'm not saying it's not like it's no way it can happen. I'm just saying when I think of most improved player, I like to think of guys that have been in the league for at least 3 years that have taken that next step that we're talking about. You know what I mean? Look at somebody like Jeremy Grant.
Let me jump in here, Rob, quickly. A lot of people are talking about Jeremy Grant. Okay, he's averaging 22 points for the hapless Detroit Pistons. Has Jeremy Grant really improved, or is he just getting more shots on a bad team? Because his shoot percentage is about the same, if not worse. His three-point percentage isn't impressive. Like, and I think he's a good player and always has been, but my point is I don't know how much he's improved, or is he just – he's getting the chance to put up numbers because that team is so horrible.
But let's be honest, man. We can say this whole league is about timing and opportunity. You know what I mean? Are we having this conversation about Michael Porter Jr.? If
Because he was averaging, he was playing his butt off even with Jamal Murray.
But not at what he was doing after. Not at what he is doing post Jamal Murray, though. You know, there was a point where we played Denver. I I believe it was 9 games, 10 games after. They were 9-1. We had played Denver in like that 10th or 11th game. He was averaging 27 points and shooting 55% from the field and 54% from three.
You know right. What I mean? Like, but he was averaging about 17 before that.
Right. This whole league is about opportunity and timing, though. I'm a firm believer of that. I can't hold it against Jeremy Grant because he's playing on a bad team.
He's gone from shooting 48% last year, Antonio, to 43% this year, from 39 uh-huh. From three to 35%. He went from taking 8-9 shots to 17 shots, and they got 20 wins.
Right.
I'm just saying, I think he's a really good player, but I'm not sure he's improved or he's just getting more opportunities because that team is so bad.
Well, playing with greatness is stress-free. You know what I mean? So when you go and you play with Jokic and you play with Jamal Murray, your percentage and your efficiency should be higher because you're getting more wide-open shots. But then you go to
winning
Detroit.
Going 20 and 60 is stress-free, too. I mean, you just go out there and put them up.
That's stress-free. It ain't stress-free. That's why the efficiency is going down. It's not stress-free. Believe me. Being the guy, as opposed to being the man next to the man next to the man? Oh, no.
Antonio, let me ask you about the Pelicans. I mean, the league wanted them in the playoffs a year ago. They go get Stan Van Gundy. This team was supposed to take the next step, and it just didn't happen this year. What happened? What went wrong? Why are they not in the playoff hunt? Well, you know, I know they're eliminated now, but why are they not in the playoffs?
I can give you a couple legitimate reasons, but it's going to sound like I'm making excuses. But you ask, so I got to answer. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
First and foremost, you have a new coaching staff. You have a shortened off season. You have a condensed regular season, and you are now you have a new starting five. Zion in a new place. You add Stephen Adams. You bring Eric Bledsoe. So four is new, and you can't practice. It's a killer. It's a killer for a young basketball team. You know what I mean? I think it would be different if the same Pelicans team that had last year came back this year with the same coaching staff. We would be having a different conversation. But when you have this type of turnover in the offseason and don't have the opportunity to really practice and grow together, talking to Stan Van Gundy pregame and postgame and hearing him talk, he has said numerous times that the games are practice for this thing. When you're playing every other day, 8 games in 12 days, you are not practicing. If you're not practicing, you're not really getting an opportunity to have – why is Utah, for the majority of the year, the best team in the NBA record-wise? Because at no – that's the most road-defined team in the league. So whether or not they practice or not wasn't as big of a deal as it was to some of these other teams because they're basically coming back in the same role they had last year. The Pelicans are in a completely different situation. They are young. They are inexperienced. They are not battle-tested, and they needed practice time. But with COVID this season and the condensed season, it doesn't award you practice.
You brought up Utah. I want to ask you, is Utah and Phoenix – And I mean, let's try to say teams are healthy. Because obviously if LeBron and AD aren't healthy, then anybody could win the West. But are Utah and Phoenix legitimate championship contenders in your eyes?
Man, you know, we have this conversation all the time. And the question that I constantly ask is, why is Utah not seen as a legitimate contender? Like, think of the last team in this league that won 21 or 22 games or 22 or 23 games, and yet they weren't in the championship conversation.
I know. Like, it's amazing.
On our radio show, we never talk about Utah and Phoenix being, like, right, championship contenders, being in the championship. It's always the Lakers and the Clippers and Denver out of the West. For some strange reason, I don't know why. And for me, with Phoenix, it's more along the lines of, I think if Chris Paul had been there like 2 years or so, I would be more on board. But the fact that this is his first year there in Phoenix, that's why I don't put
right
them at that point.
I
and
hear
Utah,
you.
For me, they just rely so And there are certain teams that they just don't match up well against. I mean, I would love to see Golden State play Utah and see how that series goes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Here's the other thing we talked about earlier, Antonio, is, you know, the drumbeat for Chris Paul, MVP, and it sounds like last year, Chris and I talked about this, that was the drumbeat for LeBron last year, like it's a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yep.
Jokic is the MVP.
We both think Jokic.
Right. Are we missing something, or are we overlooking
Chris has
him?
Been great, but come on, it's Jokic.
Right.
See, but here's the thing. Like, two things can be true at the same time. Like, Chris Paul can have a great year and still not be the MVP. Chris Paul can have a fantastic year and be a huge contributor as to why the Phoenix Suns are where they are now. But with all that being said, Jokic can still be the MVP, which, in my opinion, he is. I'm not discrediting what Chris Paul has done in Phoenix by no stretch of the imagination. He has been fantastic. But to me, if you look at the numbers, just like we did last year with LeBron and Giannis, last year, LeBron, it was like a narrative that LeBron had to be the MVP because, fill in the blank, he did this at his age.
And then what happened was the vote came out and it was a landslide because it was a false narrative, right?
Agreed. This thing right here, it's about numbers and it's about how good your team is. If Jokic was in 10th place, in 11th place, we'd be having a different conversation. Fact of the matter is, they're still in the championship fast lane, and this dude is putting up incredible numbers and almost at a 50-40-90 year. I'm sorry, with all due respect to what is going on in Phoenix, and I love Chris Paul. I have the ultimate amount of respect for him. Great leader. Probably the best leader in the NBA next to LeBron James. But the MVP right now, in my opinion, is Nikola Jokic.
You heard it from him, Antonio Daniels. That's our man, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, NBA champion. You can also check him out on SiriusXM. He's an NBA radio host there. Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you guys, fellas.
All right. There's some beef in the Laker family. They got issues. They're arguing. We'll get to that next. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
That's a good one, Alex. Yes. Wonder Woman. I used to watch that a lot. Rob, did you watch that a lot?
Oh, yeah. I did. I liked it. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was. It was. I got bad news for you, too. I just talked to my wife, and she has seen bits and pieces of Golden Girls, but never has watched a full episode.
All right, I'm revoking her medical license. What?
Yes, and her favorite sitcoms, she told me, were Frasier, The Frasier's Cosby funny. Show in a Different World. Frasier was a great.
Frasier's funny, definitely.
Wow. Yeah.
So next time I'm out there or you're here, lemon
it'll
pepper
be closer
wings,
to
baby.
Me being out oh, there because you. You won't be back. The next time you touch ground in California, I think the state will have submerged underneath and you were trying to get the rest of your clothes from your aunt's house.
Hey, you never know, my man. You never know. I had everything shipped from my aunt's house. Oh, including my car.
What am I thinking? Yes.
I All right. Anyway, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Jeannie Buss, the Lakers owner, who, helped them win the championship last year. Daughter of longtime Lakers owner Jerry Buss. She was on the All the Smoke podcast, the great podcast with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes. And they asked her, who are the top five Lakers of all time? And I got to admit, her list is a tad strange. But here it is. Not in any order, but Kareem, Magic, Kobe, LeBron, Phil Jackson. Well, Jerry West, the great player for the Lakers, the great GM for the Lakers, the freaking logo of the NBA, took umbrage. He went on Peter Vesey's Hoop Du Jour podcast, and he unloaded. Here he is.
I saw the other day who Jeannie Buss is, made a statement that the five most important Lakers, one of the most offensive things I've ever heard in my life. Really offensive. Well, let's put it this way. I was there a lot of times and had a lot of success, and would be curious to know why, if they would have had that success if I hadn't been there. And we had a little small staff, and I don't ever take credit for stuff. I don't. But when I was around, maybe I was just a good luck charm, okay? But I do know that when this thing fell apart, there was a lot of years that they weren't very good.
Rob, that's a strong statement.
And
one
can
of
I
the
say
most
this, Chris?
Offensive things I've ever heard. Yep, go ahead.
Bravo right. For Jerry West not to accept that. I understand LeBron's on the team now, Chris, and he's a great player. He ain't one of the great Lakers. I'm sorry. And to disrespect Jerry West, who not only was great as a player, Chris, and I know they didn't win a lot of championships. They went there nine times. And that guy also was the architect who went and got Kobe Bryant from the Charlotte Hornets and was a
Shaq?
Mastermind.
Shaq.
And to discount him and not make him one of the greatest Lakers is disgraceful, is offensive. And Jerry West, you don't hear that often, Chris, but I don't blame him because it's a damn slap in the face. Mm. You don't have to put LeBron on the list to pacify him. He's been here and had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll. How dare you disrespect Jerry West in this fashion? I don't blame him for being pissed.
Wow. I'm not sure if you're legitimately upset because she left Jerry West off the list, or if you just thought this was a great opportunity to bash LeBron. I'm not sure which one, but you obviously had fire
LeBron's
in your
been
belly
here for
over
two and
this.
A half years, Chris. No, it's not. He's not one of the greatest Lakers. He's not.
Here's the thing, but He's here's not. Why I say that. And I agree with you. But here's why I say that. While I agree LeBron is not one of the five most important Lakers. No, he's not. You can say he's the best, and I would say he's the best player to ever play for the Lakers. Him first, Kareem second, Magic third. I'd say Magic is Mr. Laker. Some people would argue Kobe, which is fair. If you want to say Kobe or Magic, one of them is Mr. Laker. But Phil Jackson. Why is he on the – I get it. He coached them to five championships.
What else?
And they. But should he be on that list? Right. Well, that's the backstory. I don't know. Jeannie's a sweet person, so I don't know. But, yeah,
Chris,
she dated. She had a serious relationship with Phil Jackson. And Phil Jackson and Jerry West, it didn't end well. I mean, Jerry West wrote in his book that – or one of his books – that it got to a point when he was running the Lakers, Phil Jackson would ignore him. I don't know how in the world Phil Jackson got the audacity to ignore Jerry West.
Right.
Because I get it, Phil. Great coach. And I've said, look, you got to get a man his props. 11 championships. Michael Jordan never won it without him. Kobe Bryant never won it without him. So you got to give him his props. You can say he's the best NBA coach ever. But I don't care if you won a championship every single year you coached. Jerry West was 50 times better than you as a player.
Right. Not even
Not
close.
To mention all that you said, Rob, that he's done in the GM and all that. But you can't disrespect Jerry West. Rob, that would be like, and I'm just off the top of my head, I'm thinking, that would be like, if Kyle Korver became a great coach and won all these championships, him ignoring LeBron James.
Right.
Or let's
right.
not say, because Jerry wasn't quite LeBron, let's say ignoring Dwayne Wade. You know, you get to a point, you so high and mighty that you walk past Dwayne Wade and don't even acknowledge him. I'm sorry. You can never do that because a player always gets more props than the coach. Am I right, Rob?
Always. Oh, it's about the players. Sorry.
Thank you. And Jerry West was way better than Phil Jackson as a player, so Phil can't ever disrespect Jerry West in my eyes. Now, to Jerry's point, I agree. I'm with you, Rob. I agree. So for Jerry West is one of the top five Lakers. Here's my list of top five Lakers. And she obviously is not just talking about players because she included Phil Jackson. So just people who were most important to the Lakers, the players or basketball personalities most important to the Lakers. Not in the order, but Magic, Kareem, Shaq, Kobe, and Jerry West. That's my five. Any issues with that five?
No, I don't have any issues. I just don't know what the Jerry West, because Chris is twofold. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right. Player it's and twofold, GM.
Right. Exactly. You know what? I look at it not at the same magnitude, but the same thing. You can't have a conversation about the Detroit Pistons, Chris, and not mention Joe Dumars. Right. Joe Dumars 1-2 as a player and 1-1 as a championship. The organization as a GM. The organization has how many championships, Chris?
Three.
Hello. And whose name is attached to all three?
Absolutely. He's one of the best five Pistons ever.
Ever.
One of the most important. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that team he put together, as you know, right, it wasn't like he got a Shaq in free agency or got a Kobe
or
Jordan.
Right.
No, he built that team, period, the end. So, yeah, I get it. And Jerry West, you know, Rob, you get older, man. You're like, look, I'm going to say what I want to say.
Yeah, you know what? You don't care anymore.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be put on a happy face and go like, oh, I don't care. To be totally disrespected, it's sad. And you got to be careful when you're doing that. And I know you just said it. There was a rift between him and Phil Jackson. And she's a Phil Jackson guy because they had a relationship. So it just... it muddies the water, and he's bitter, and he should
be. Right. All right. We're throwing it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox. This is a spicy one, 877-996-6369. Is Jerry West right to be offended? Is he one of the top five most important Lakers ever? Or does LeBron belong on that list? Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple. Call in now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It, of course, is the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for your calls. Is Jerry West rightly angry at being left off Jeannie Buss's top five Lakers of all time? And I just think there's no way you have Phil Jackson or LeBron on their head of Jerry West. But let's see what you think. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, Steven in Fresno, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I didn't know if you guys were aware when she gave that list, I was listening to the podcast, Matt and Steven Jackson kind of threw out the name of Phil and let her know he would count. She didn't come up with him on her own. She was kind of just saying, yeah, I would agree with he's very important to the team. She said she needed a little more time to come up with a list, and she kind of just went with what they gave her.
So are you saying that wasn't her five?
I'm saying she didn't really have a five. They kind of fed her some names, and, you know, she said, does he really count? And they said, yeah, he counts as a top five Laker of all time. So she said, yeah, okay, I agree with that. So
Did they throw out, like, the name of Jerry West or Shaq or –
I didn't hear any of those names thrown out. They kind of just went with the first five that could go off of the top of the head.
Okay. Well, bottom line is Jerry's upset.
So I get it. I would be too. But she went with the names they gave her too.
So yeah. What is your, do you think, who do you think the top five Lakers are?
I would give me Jerry West, Magic, Kareem, Shaq, and Kobe.
Okay, that was my list. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that list. Drew in New Jersey, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
I think Phil Jackson's totally out of line for obviously ignoring him, and I think Jerry West is a top five Laker. I would not put LeBron as a top five Laker. I mean, I just think LeBron is Cleveland. I don't, you know, he's a, you know, free agent, you know, what are they called? A rogue guy.
Mercenary, they say.
Yeah,
but even Miami, I mean, he's obviously one of the top five Heat players, but yeah, the Lakers, not yet. I mean, he's got to win. I mean, and then you look at the guys on that list. You know, with what West did off the court, Magic won five, Kareem won five with the Lakers, Shaq won three, and Kobe won five. Like, it's going to be almost impossible for LeBron to knock one of those guys off the list.
Who is the big man that won all those championships in the 40s and 50s? There is.
Well, George Mikan. George Mikan. They won Minneapolis, though.
Yeah, I understand, but how many championships did he get there?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll check. But it was multiple, but I'll look up exactly how many it was. But George Mikan in Minneapolis.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the Lakers franchise. That's why the Lakers are the Lakers. Think about it. It really doesn't make sense, right? Jazz, you know?
Right.
He won five. George Mikan won five.
Alex in Las Vegas. Is that Alexa? Alexis. Alexis in Las Vegas. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, sir, Uncle Rob. What's going on, brother?
Doing good. How are you? Sorry about
that,
buddy.
Those girls from school right along with you. Chris, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
Okay, I got two things I want to say. I think that Jenny could have cleared this whole thing up if she had only said top five Lakers to me. And then secondly, when you start talking about the Lakers, it's not all about champions. The Lakers have so many great players. Just to name five, it's just almost an impossible task.
We're going to put you on the spot. Give us your five.
I got to put McAdoo in there. I don't know if you
want to. Wait.
McAdoo ain't on that list.
Will you stop it?
Oh, yeah. I got to put Michael on that list.
Michael Cooper?
Kobe, Magic.
Did you say Michael Cooper?
No. I said Magic.
But who'd you say before Magic?
Micah. George Micah.
Oh, George Mikan. Mikan. How in the world does Bob McAdoo make that list?
Because he's an all-time scorer.
Not with the Lakers, he wasn't. He was coming off the bench. He came off the bench and scored a few buckets for him. But he was a scorer in Buffalo.
He helped him win 33 games in a row one season. Maybe I need to look that up.
No, he didn't. He wasn't playing with him that time. Come on, bruh. Yeah.
I know
that was back. That was 1972.
Right.
He was with Buffalo. There. He wasn't even in the league, actually, that year.
Oh, here you go.
You facts. Bob McAdoo. The most he ever averaged with the Lakers, Rob, was 15 points a game.
No,
he filled a role for him, right?
But he was great before that, he got there. Stop.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
We got Keith in Illinois. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Fellas.
How are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, first of all, that guy is ludicrous. You're right about that, Chris. When Bob McAdoo was with the Buffalo Braves when he got all his points, by the time he got, I've been a Laker fan all my life, he was never there. They're forgetting people like, look at you, Elgin Baylor. You got to give Elgin his props. How can you even put Phil Jackson on that list? Phil Jackson shouldn't be there. Jerry West, you got to give it to him. James Worthy. I got too many greats.
Well, you got a lot. Let me ask you, we're going to ask you to narrow it down to five.
I'm going to give you mine. At the guards, you got Magic and Kobe. At the center, I'm going to take Kareem. But it's a close call with my boy Shaq attack, because I like the domination that he did. And if you're going to put forwards there, give me James Worthy, and I'd have to take Shaq in that five. That would be my five. I'm gonna
well,
tell
if you go, are you going by position? If
yeah,
you go by position,
about the five,
yeah,
the five best.
If I go by grace, right. I would put Jerry.
If I go
there.
By position, I'm probably throwing LeBron and Elgin Baylor. They're my forwards.
LeBron
and
ain't
Elgin,
been there.
And Elgin up. And Elgin gets this too, Chris. Like he was nothing.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Good call from our man Keith.
I think that's it. Are we got it, Ryan? Are we good?
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. You know what to do. Keep it locked because Trolling or Rolling is next.
Oh, man. Hey.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our man who's done a terrific job filling in as the producer for our ever-vacationing Rob G, Ryan Bershinger, is about to bring us Trolling or Rolling.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding dirty.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling or Rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I'm Ryan Bershinger, in for Rob G. And we've got a couple stories from around the NFL today specifically. Now, I'll give these guys the stories, and if they like the story, you'll hear this sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't like the story, you'll hear this sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
For example, if I said I didn't like the fact that Antonio Daniels threw me under the bus for the fact that his phone didn't work.
Oh, you'll, man. Hey,
exactly. You'll hear that sound. So let's
he
get
did this. Throw you under the bus.
Yeah, big time.
And backed up and ran over you again.
I have only a few things to do here, one of which is calling the guests. So, of course, I was doing that multiple times. Sometimes the calls don't go through. It is what it is. But, hey, we got him. All is good. He's a good man. We appreciate it. So let's get started here. First off, Trolling or Rolling, NFL Research put out a poll on Twitter asking people who they've got to win the Super Bowl in 2021. The choices were the Buccaneers, who would be the first repeat champ since the 2003-04 Patriots, the Chiefs, who would be in their third straight Super Bowl, the Packers, who tied for the best record in the NFL from 2019 to 2020, or the field, as three of the last four winners snapped a 15-plus year Super Bowl drought. Now, the majority of respondents took the field at 53%. So, guys, Trolling or Rolling that the Super Bowl champion will not come from the Bucs, Chiefs, or Packers?
I am trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
And it's
hey,
a tough hey, one because, hey, you know, hey, the Rams, I mean, we'll see what Stafford can do there. But, you know, there's some good teams out there that have a shot. The Ravens. But I am leaning, and it's early. You know, we'll make our official predictions, Rob, you know, before the season starts. But right now, I'm looking at a repeat Super Bowl, Kansas City, Tampa Bay. So obviously one of them would come from those teams. So that's who I'm going with, and that's why I'm trolling the field for now.
I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey,
wow,
hey,
I'm shocked that you're
not. I don't believe it'll be a repeat. I just don't see that. I think it's just too easy to pick that. Most people pick a repeat every year, and it just doesn't happen.
No, but you're going anyway, with – you're trolling the field?
No, I'm trolling that it was
so
going to
come rolling
from,
with the field.
Right. No. I just don't think it was going to be those two – teams that you pick.
Well, I mean, the question was Packers, Buccaneers, or Chiefs.
Oh, so, I thought there was a fourth team in there. Okay, then I'm going with the field. Sorry about
that.
Okay. I'm going to take the field.
They see me rolling.
I just think it's so good. Hard to repeat. There haven't been a team that hasn't repeated in almost 20 years in the NFL. It's very difficult. Everybody thought the Chiefs were going to do it. Last year, and you saw what happened, even though they had a great regular season. It's just too difficult.
The Patriots.
Who was the last one? Yeah, the Tom Patriots, Brady and the Patriots.
That was like 2003 or something, wasn't it?
I forgot.
Yes. All right, Trolling or Rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. The Pittsburgh Steelers have the toughest strength of schedule, according to, once again, NFL Research. The team with the toughest strength of schedule has missed the postseason in each of the last four seasons. So, guys, trolling or rolling? Rob, we'll start with you here. The Steelers will miss the playoffs this season.
I'm rolling with
them. They see me rolling.
I don't know. I just would have made a move off of Big Ben. As I said a million times on this very radio show, I'd rather have Uncle Ben. I think he's at the end. He might not even finish the season. I think he collapses, total collapse this year, and they realize they made a mistake bringing him back.
I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
But with some hesitation because, you know, now, Rob, seven teams make the playoffs. Definitely I like Baltimore and Cleveland better in that division. I think Cincinnati should be improved. So it's going to be tough for the Steelers. You know, got major respect for Mike Tomlin. He's never had a losing season, and that's impressive. But I think they're at best, they're the third, not at best, they are the third best team in that division. So it's going to be a challenge for them to make the playoffs, even though last year, Rob, three teams made it. But for now, I'm rolling with them being on the outside looking in.
Last one here, trolling or rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, despite Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer, and possibly Tim Tebow now in town, the Jacksonville Jaguars only have one nationally televised game scheduled for this upcoming season, a Thursday night game, which everyone in the league gets. So, guys, trolling or rolling, the Jaguars should have more than one nationally televised game this season. Chris, we'll start with you.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man.
They've lost 15 straight games. Their rookie quarterback, who I like, and look, I want to see him. And look, obviously, there's ways now with League Pass or whatever they call it, Sunday Ticket. You can watch all the games. So I'll be able to see Trevor Lawrence and what he can do. I get it. It would be nice to see him on national TV. And, you know, you might want to highlight him. But he's going to be a rookie, you know. And then Urban Meyer, there's no guarantee he's going to be a great coach at the NFL. He's certainly a tremendous college coach, but Nick Saban failed. Steve Spurrier failed in the NFL. So, and Tim Tebow, just even if he makes the team, he's not going to play very much. So I'm going to roll with it, or I don't think one game is too little. But, you know, put him on Hard Knocks. We like to see him on Hard Knocks.
I'm trolling it.
The
question was they should have more, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trolling it. No, they shouldn't have more. It's Jacksonville. I'm just sorry. Like until they do something and you get, you know, where they're winning or they got something going or whatever. But to just put on a new coach, even though he's had success in college, and a rookie quarterback who could be Sam Darnold and, you know what I mean, and be a disaster the first year, just doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? That's for the second year if they got something going. So I think the networks know what they're doing.
And that's trolling and rolling.
There it is. That's our man Ryan Burch here. Rob, I want to get your thoughts quickly on this. I got the game on TNT on, and they just showed Reggie Miller's MVP picks. Here's his order. Number one, Steph Curry. Number two, Nikola Jokic. Number three, Joel Embiid. Your thoughts?
Ridiculous. Chris, I'm going to say this, and this is – Reggie does a great job on the game. I enjoy him.
Right.
But this is where that player, like he's a shooter, you know, he's in a playing game on a team that's struggled, you know, like
right.
MVP, come on.
Steph's been phenomenal, all right?
He ain't
but
no MVP.
You can't, eighth seed? But see, Rob, I'm going to rush this because I know we're running out of time. Media started voting for the award 1980-81 season. Before that, Rob, it was the players voted. And you had some players make it. Kareem won the MVP without even making the playoffs one year.
Yep.
And Bob McAdoo won it with a poor record. His team, like that, was Bill Walton won it playing 58 games.
Terrible.
So that the media should vote. All right. Period. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Odd Couple. Peace.